Blessed Theodoric Celdi, Confessor, First Order. A certain picture of Theodoric bears the following true description of him. Quote, an extraordinary preacher, author of the first German catechism, angel of peace, hero of charity, illustrious both in life and after his death for his virtues and miracles. End quote. The official acts of the order give him the title of blessed, for the confirmation of which a petition has been sent to the Holy See. Theodoric Celdi was born in 1435. He studied philosophy and theology in Cologne, and then joined the canons regular of St. Augustine. But the sermons of an eloquent Franciscan made so deep an impression on the young Augustinian that, like St. Anthony of Padua, he resolved to become a Franciscan. He became a member of the province of Lower Germany, where religious observance was held in high esteem. In 1489, an epidemic broke out in Brussels. During the 2 years that the disease raged, Father Theodoric ministered to the sick in a truly heroic manner. Neither lack of food, drink, and sleep, nor distance, nor difficult roads could keep him from searching out the places where the plague had struck, in order to hear the confessions of the dying, give them Holy Communion, and administer extreme unction. Old records speak of 32,000 dying persons to whom Theodoric was an apostle of charity during the 2 years of the plague. He labored also with unusual success as an author. His works include Meditations on the Sufferings of Christ, a little work called Daily Interior Practice, and his little book of devotions in the love of Jesus and Mary. His Mirror for Christians was the first German catechism and achieved unusual fame. It appeared for the first time in 1470 in Brabant, and a 34th edition appeared in Cologne in 1708. As a priest, Theodoric possessed the special gift of settling dissensions and reconciling people who were at odds with each other. As a religious, he did much to establish regular observance, and as a superior of the convent of Brussels, he converted it. As Venerable Father General Francis Quinones declared, into a dwelling of saints. On December 11th, 1515, while preaching to the people, he mentioned that his death was near at hand. At noon, he failed to appear at the community meal, remaining in his cell. One of the brethren was sent to see what was the matter and found him there kneeling with hands folded, but lifeless. He was immediately venerated by the people as a saint, especially as a patron against contagious disease. The Rule of Life of Blessed Theodoric. Number 1. In the evening, always call to mind how you have spent the day, and to what extent you may have sinned by word and thought, by thoughtlessness and intentionally, and by the neglect of the good you could and should have done. Number 2. If you must give an order, do it in gentle terms and a kind manner. You will thus gain the love and affection of all men. Number 3. If you wish to enjoy peace, do not be ambitious. Do not aspire to an office, and do not envy others for the offices they hold. It is no small thing to govern human beings. Whoever entertains such desires does not possess the Spirit of God. Number 4. Love to be alone, converse with God, shun the company of men, do not become intimate with anybody. You will then preserve a good conscience and have God as your friend. Number 5. Just as people strive daily to increase their wealth and temporal goods, So aim to become wealthier in the goods of the soul. Prayer of the Church. Grant us, we beseech thee, O Lord our God, that we who rejoice in the celebration of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ may live so worthily that we may deserve to be admitted into his company. Amen.